When the Gnome Golovin began in 1966, the route actually took racers from Nome to Teller and allowed them an overnight rest. That's according to race organizer Kevin Banky.
In 1972, when the machines got bigger and faster, they changed the course from Nome to Golovin and back.
And now, the race is an all-out sprint. Most competitors take just 3 or 4 hours on the course.
The record was set by Calvin Schaefer, I believe it was in 2000, 1 hour and 57 minutes. That's very fast.
So fast that no one has ever come within 15 minutes of the record. And while Banky expects a quick race this year, he says a handful of rough, snowless spots on the trail should make it difficult for anyone to challenge Schaefer's record-setting run. Still, Banky says the level of competition will be high. He had a chance to check out the field at race registration last night.
I'm Colton West from Nome, Alaska, and I'm bib number 107. I'm racing a 570 fan cool. It's pretty cool because I got my dad in the big class, I got my brother in the big class, my fiance Maggie, she's in the women's class, so there's going to be a bunch of us racing. Family feud.
My name is Katie Hannon. I'm from Koyuk. My bib number is 9. This is my very first race ever. I've always wanted to, and I just never really had the chance. So this year I have the chance, and I'm going to do it.
My name is Stephen Williamson. I am originally from Narvik, Alaska. I got the sorry number of bib 77 way in the back. So I'm going to have to be working on all the rough part and all the chop that everybody's going to be leaving. So it's going to be a nice workout.
Racers are registered in 1 of 5 classes. Banky says 26 competitors have signed up for the 800-level class, which will leave the starting line first. Behind the big machines, 29 racers are competing in the 600-level class, 9 in the fan-cooled class, 6 in the women's class, and 2 in the junior class. They're racing for an $11,000 prize that will be split between the first-place finishers. For KNOM, I'm Laura Craigle in Nome.